so much.
Also, Mike just has to be there every day.
Yeah.
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 Guts, real guts.
How long have you had your radio station?
I just want to be able to get rid of all of the noise, all the clicks, all the pops, all
that background noise. What filter do I use?
Well, I have an idea. Lend it to me. I'll try it out for a little while.
That's why.
Oh my God!
I'm like, oh God, this is so humiliating.
My last name is Yule, which is Christmas in Danish.
Oh wow!
Wow,
that's cool. Both? That is insane.
You must get for it.
Cut the blues for my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Took an ocean liner, gone so far away. Well, I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best girl I ever have had. Likes to make me sigh, likes to make me cry. I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come home, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be a brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. While I'm sitting here looking out my back door, wondering which way to go. That a woman I'm so crazy about, well, she don't love me no more. I think I'll take a freight train, 'cause I'm feeling so blue. Gonna ride out to the end of the line, just thinking all about you. Well, I don't know why I'm living in the city, I'm just about to go insane. Well, it sounds like I heard my baby, oh, the way she used to call my name. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be a brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be a brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco. Talking with my baby down by the San Francisco. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. One more time. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay.
I wanna pay on her cash. want my name. And I want a bay and anarchist again.
Rob Bresney. No, the real Rob Bresney. is autumn. The crisp leaves hum an irritating lullaby. Winter is approaching. And sometimes I stop to wonder, what makes me so special, so fascinating that I'm constantly imitated and followed about? Comes like a fishy odor. My vision, my success is discolored by uncalled for attacks on my persona. They think they can make me look foolish, but I've never needed any help. Naturally, I subscribe to the new ideology of non-ownership of air. Art. My thoughts pound like crunchy distorted guitars in my brain. My cheeks flush. Go to work on that week's intergalactic master pathology column and try lockout with signal interference from certain parties who drive base satisfaction from humiliating me. I shall cast the pearls from around my neck down upon them and smite them. That bad orchestra. Until next week, this has been The Real Rob Bresny.
Santa Claus can't bring you, you can't cry. Tony, if the dog makes William a house, if you have to make him a house broken, if he makes William in the apartment, you have to slap him with a newspaper, then if he doesn't do it again, he's house broken.
What do you think of the Russians sending the dog up in the satellite?
Well, I hope he doesn't get hurt. But if he does, I'm sure they'll send up a medical satellite.
What you are listening to is completely electronic.
Satellite. A man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
I'm President of the United States, and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Because I thought something might be wrong when I saw lights in here. How come, Mickey? How can you do this?
How can you allow this woman to turn Maggie's beautiful restaurant into a saloon? How can you desecrate the place like this?
Julie, please.
Oh, I bury my sweet husband. I put him in the ground. I'm going to spend the rest of my life alone, just like you, Uncle Mickey. And now I come in and see this sacrilege going on.
Look out.
John Jones came up to London town, meant to be a member of the board. John's feet were regulation feet, just the feet to ornament the beach. John, John, put your helmet on, your duties in the east, the sergeant cried. You're tough, so get amongst the rough. John thought of Piccadilly, then he sighed. Please, sergeant, put me amongst the girls. Put me amongst the girls. Do me the favor, do. I'd do as much for you, I would, so put me amongst the girls, put me amongst the girls, they'll enjoy themselves and so shall I, if you put me amongst the girls. Such a pious man, never stayed out after 3 a.m. They sure he used to hang about, till he caught a cold that laid him out. Friends said, cheer up, you'll soon be dead, we'll plant you with the daisies in the sun. For Seth, gasping for his breath, said if there's any planting to be done, please, doctor, plant me amongst the girls. Plant me amongst the girls. Do me the favor, do. You know I'd do as much for you, I would. So plant me amongst the girls. Plant me amongst the girls. They'll enjoy themselves and so shall I, if you put me amongst the girls. Put me amongst the girls. Put me amongst the girls. Do me the favor, do. You know I'd do as much for you, I would. So put me amongst the girls. Put me amongst the girls. They'll enjoy themselves and so shall I, if you put me amongst the girls.
And tortured. The land was left barren and broken by... The land was left barren and bro... God fucking damn it!
That's probably half right.
I've been cooked since Friday. I just,
do you notice something here?
Tom's about to play.
It's gonna
go from bad. Right now it's bad to worse.
And then, this will be the worst experience of your life.
Let's take a comparison.
Last show. I'll get my coat now.
Exactly.
Just get out of there. I don't want to know.
But mate, posterity.
I told Alf. I said if we went for another 2 weeks, it'd be blood.
No way. We've actually been pretty good, Ian. Come on.
I love how you don't really hide it as much as you could, or as that you probably should as a professional. In class, you would make those little jabs, and I relished every second of it. They were just like these little barbed comments, like twist.
He doesn't hear it.
I did notice a couple of notches of humility in the last week.
It's Korean! Korean man!
No, don't kill him! Wait. We already took a shot!
I haven't.
I've got to
know. No.
I've got to know him.
I was
Pocahontas!
Before then, I just thought he was a twat.
How? In the last week? Outside of the class?
I never got to meet him outside the class.
Oh, because the boat thing.
One. Now he's enough.
Oh, yeah.
Do on the same.
Oh, yeah.
Top
40 hits. Number three.
Over him very badly. I can do that really well.
About a month. It depends if you're Tom or not.
Pocahontas.
Tom, quiet the end.
He has to get it right.
Quiet.
John Smith.
I got to tune this thing. I'm not going to play guitar.
Come on.
Quiet the end. Quiet.
Sorry.
That's the best tuning I've ever heard!
Just rap! Just rap!
Yeah, that's not rapping! Paul, yes!
Just tell him to just rap.
Yeah.
He can just hit the guitar and rap.
Your name is
Coffee.
Yeah,
English
name.
Yes, Coffee.
I've got to
hear
him
play before he
cracks the
shit.
And I'll email it to you. I'll email
you. I don't know the words.
What's the song? How does it go?
Blood in my chamber pot.
I didn't know you knew this song, Pastor.
That's a great name for it.
It's a classic, man.
Yeah, it is.
It was our class song.
Do it, Ruth. Yeah, do it.
Fuck, we're back to tuning out the guitar.
No, wait, just make, let's, we can freestyle some black metal.
Let's just make our
the G is
I
flat.
I got no fucking interest.
Freestyle some black metal.
You
should
stop tuning.
You're not
stopping. Give me your
email.
Oh,
I love it.
I'm sorry, I can't stop. I've contained myself long enough.
You know why?
truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the proof. This is Riplator. Believe it or not. The letter Y in our alphabet was created by a hero of the Trojan Wars named Palamedes, who got his idea by observing a formation of flying cranes. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell the story of a man who became a human computer. Because he was born with incredible physical handicaps, no arms, no legs, Charles Grandmange of Epinal, France, who lived in the 19th century, developed a fantastic brain instead of a body. Acting like a modern calculator, he could multiply two 100-digit sums by one another and deliver the answer in 30 seconds. This legless, armless genius was virtually independent of help and wrote with a beautiful hand, believe it or not.
Pronto! A doctor's coming.
Who is coming?
Muhammad Ali.
He's a friend of ours.
We're gang. He's bringing a doctor too? Oh no!
Ungrateful. You ought to be glad someone's bringing you a doctor.
There's a knock on the door.
Maybe it's Ali.
Mrs. Blue opens the door. There's a little boy with a note in his hand. He hands the note to Mrs. Blue and runs away.
What's this? Wait a minute. Who gave this to you?
She reads the note.
Is anything wrong?
Oh, my Lord. What have you got yourself into? Listen to this.
Dear Mama Blue, if you love your son truly, make him come through with the dough that he blew. When he got the night, he's very slate. He's got 24 hours to peel or lie deep with the rest of the heels. He knows who I am, no need to explain. If he wants no more pain, he'll come up with the grain.
I should never have moved into this neighborhood. Nothing but no good has come out of it, Blue.
Don't worry, Mrs. Blue. Ali will be here.
There's a knock at the door.
I know that's him now.
I can't be too sure. Let me answer the door. Who's there?
Muhammad Ali.
Mrs. Blue opens the door.
I told you he'd come.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam.
This is Mrs. Blue.
This is Dr. Asa.
Good evening. Where's the patient?
In there, doctor.
Ali takes the boys in private conference.
What's up?
He said some friends beat him up.
And some pills fell out of his pocket, too.
Pills?
Blue got real touchy when he picked them up, too.
Blue?
That's his name. Another thing happened, too. Mrs. Blue got a threatening note.
What? A threatening note?
Mrs. Blue has it. We think you ought to read it.
Ali goes into Blue's room.
How is he, Dr. Hazel?
Well, it appears there's no broken bones. Some bruised ribs, I think. We need some x-rays to be absolutely sure. A little shock, I think. I have some medication for him. He just needs to calm down. You have a very frightened young man here.
He's not frightened enough.
Mama, not now!
Why not now?
You really did come. I didn't believe you were coming.
Yes. Maybe you can talk some sense. He thinks I'm a fool. A mother knows when their children are in trouble.
Ali reads the note.
How long have you been pushing drugs, Blue?
I ain't pushing no drugs.
Then you better read this. How come your mama got this note?
What note? I don't know anything about no note.
Now, Blue, just how long have you been pushing drugs? And who is the guy you've been pushing for? He's beaten you up already. Your mother might be the next one to be beaten. Come on, who is he?
I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning.
Hey, 아주 중요한 문장들이죠. 꼭 외워놔야 되겠죠. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning.
I'll pick you up tomorrow morning.
I'll pick you up tomorrow morning.
I'll pick you up.
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 Pick you up.
Pick you up.
Would you keep it for me, please? I'll pick it up tomorrow morning. I'll pick it up tomorrow morning. I'll pick it up tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. Pick it up. 그래서 바닥에 떨어진. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Pick it up.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you.
Hi, boys and girls. Hop on board. There's plenty of room for you. We'll take a little ride, okay? Let's go.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half-starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, that's when I knew the Little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard Little Joe barking and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, Little Joe?" And Little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to Little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee, and Little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once, I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain. So I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, Little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's Little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about Little... I was so sad, because I figured Little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him, and when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Teddy Bear said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." Lord, the roar of engine seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there, and then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe? That bark? Why, it had to be Little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
what a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful.
Again.
You feel sharp? You're the ball. Just be sharp. Feel sharp every time you shave. Something to say. I got no car and it's breaking.